Continues the Gemara, Daf Peches, Amid Aleph, the first line. Toshma, the Gemara continues to attempt to bring a raya to the Machlekes Rabbi Yosin Rabbonon. When was Rosh Chodesh Sivan? Was Rosh Chodesh Sivan on Sunday, like Rabbi Yosi says? And Shabbos Kabbalah Soter was on Zion Sivan? Or was Rosh Chodesh Sivan on Monday and Kabbalah Soter Shabbos was on Vav Sivan? Zog Gemara Toshma, the Tanya, Beseda Oilam. It states in the Brayis and say the Olam, Nisan Shabbat Yotzi Yisrael Mitzrayim, the month of Nisan that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim Bar Bosor on the 14th of Nisan Shochti Pischein they shechted the Korban Pesach, Bechamisha Osor on the 15th Yotzu they left Mitzrayim, for Oyis Hayoyim and that 15th day of Nisan Erev Shabbos Hoyo. So it states in say the Olam that it was Erev Shabbos, it was Friday, not like the previous Brayis said that it was on Thursday, but rather the 15th of Nisan was on Friday. Now the Gemara makes the following cheshbon. If the 15th of Nisan was on Friday, so Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 2 weeks earlier, was also on Friday. U'midereish yarchad Nisan Erev Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, so then reish yarchad year, which Nisan is a mole, so then Rosh Chodesh year is on Chad B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Iyar would come out on Sunday, because 28 days later is Friday, and 29 days Chosah would have been Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan being Mole, so Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes out on Sunday. Now, if Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on Sunday, and the following month it always goes Mole Chosah, so Iyar itself is going to be a Chosah, so Abizoy, Sivan is Betrei B'Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh Sivan a month later is 29 days later. From Sunday, it becomes 4 weeks later is Sunday again. And 29 days later is Monday. So we see clearly that Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Monday. So it's a raya like Rabbonon and Kashel Rabbi Yosi. And to the Gemara Omlech Rabbi Yosi, how many Rabbonon? Rabbi Yosi is going to answer that this Brayson, say the Oilam, is according to the Rabbonon. According to him, the Oilam, it wasn't like this. According to him, Rosh Chodesh, according to him, Tesvav Nissan, the day that left Mitzrayim wasn't on a Friday, was on a Thursday. So Mela, everything ends up being that Rosh Chodesh Sivan ends up on a Sunday, his Shita. Zog Gemara, another Raya, the Gemara is attempting to bring. Toshma, Rabbi Yosi Oimel, B'Sheini Olam Moshe, meaning the second day, L'Chana Yosom, Moshe Rabbeinu went up L'Moraim. And over there he heard the Eibush that told him the Tzivui, V'Yorad, and he came back down. And he told them the tzivui, tzivui number one, which was atem tiyu mamleches kohanim. Bishlishi on Tuesday or on the third day from Chana Yosom, Olai went back up, and he heard the mitzvah akbola. V'yogad, and he came back down, and he told Klal Yisrael about akbola. B'rivi on the fourth day, yogad. It says yogad. B'shulo yolo, and don't say he went up again until Kabbalah Aseres Hadibros. So Zok the Gemara. What does it mean? It was Yogad on Wednesday, on the fourth day. If it doesn't say that he went up, so Mehechan Yogad, where did he come down to? Elo Zokti Gemara, you have to say Bervi Olo V'Yogad. You have to say that he went up Bervi, he heard about the Mitzvah Prisha and Yogad, and he told Klal Yisrael about the Mitzvah Prisha. And then the Brayis continues. B'chamishi bonu Mizbeach V'ikriv Olav Korban. On the fifth day, he was bonu Mizbeach, and he was makriv a Korban. Like the Pasuk says in Shmoyz Chav Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, Vayiven Mizbeach Tachas Ahar. So it says clearly that Vayalu Oilos Vayizbuch Zvachim, even though this is written after Matan Torah, but it ain't Muktam Amulcha B'Torah. Like Rashi brings over there earlier in the Pirshala Torah. Zok the Gemara Vayta Ubashishi, and on the sixth day, L'chani Yosom, it says, Loi Hoi Loi Pnai. He didn't have time to go Bashkoma early in the morning up the Hasinai. My love, why did he not have pnai? It must be Zok Gemara Mishum Torah, because of, it was the Kabbalah Satorah. It was the day of Kabbalah Satorah. So we see clearly Shisha L'Chana Yosom is Rabbanon Shita that ended up being on Shabbos. That means Rosh Chodesh was on Monday and Shisha L'Chana Yosom Vav Sivan is on Shabbos. So we see clearly a riot to Rabbanon. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel learns. Chananel over here learns is a riot that it was on Shabbos was Vav and L'Hoy L'Pnai because that was the day of Kabbalah Satorah. And for the Gemara Loi, La Oilam, it's not on Shishi wasn't on Shabbos. Shishi was Lahi Lepnai because it was Erev Shabbos. So Gemal Lahi, Mishum Terech Shabbos. Lahi Lepnai Shtim is Rabbi Yossi too. And Vav Sivan was on Friday. Not on Shabbos. Lahi Lepnai, not because of Kabbalah Satara, because of Erev Shabbos. You have to get ready for Shabbos. And Masha says, according to Rabbi Yossi, Terech Shabbos is not a reason why he wanted to be Mekabel the Torah. Obviously, only because of Prisha he was Moisiv Yemecha Midaitoi, and he pushed it off to Shabbos. But we're just saying that he wasn't Ola. After there was a din of Prisha, an additional day, he wasn't Ola that day for like he did in the previous days, it's because of Terech Shabbos. But Terech Shabbos alone would not be a reason, Dr. Mashal, not to Mekabel the Torah. It's only because of Hoisiv Midaitoi that he wasn't Taka Mekabel the Torah on that Friday. Zogdu Mavaita, Dorashau Gliloi, Ale de Rabchizdo. A Galilei, someone from the Galil, a Galilean, dashed in front of Rabchizdo. Brichach Mona, the Abish is gebenched. The Yoev Uyent Lisoi, Laamt Lisoi. He gave the Torah. The Torah is Meshulish. Zogdrashi, Torah Nevim Ksuvim, Laamt Lisoi. A nation that's Meshulish. Kehanim Levim Yisraelim. Others learn that the Am is Meshulish because of the Gimel Ovis. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We're based on the foundation of Gimel Ovis. Al Yedei Tlisoi, it was given through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the third born, after Aaron and Miriam, B'yoyim Tlisoi, on the third day, B'yachet Tlisoi, of the third month. Now what does that mean? The third month, we know is Sivan. Nisan Iyar Sivan is the third month. What does Yoyim Tlisoi mean? On the third day of the Prisha. That means there were 2 days of Prisha, and then there was a third day that they received the Torah. So we see clearly, like Rabbonon, that Prisha was 2 days versus Rabbi Yossi that says Prisha was 3 days. That means Thursday started the Prisha on Friday, and Shabbos Kabbalah Torah. Unlike Rabbi Yossi that says Wednesday started the Prisha, and he had 3 days of Prisha. So we see clearly B'yoyim Tlisoi. Zogdimol Kaman is a raya like the Rabbonon that B'yoyim Shlishoi means it was given on the third day of the Prisha. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's given on the fourth day after the Prisha. So Zagmar, Kaman Kabonon, this is like the Rabbonon. Now the Rishonim Bavon, that even according to Rabbi Yossi, we touch up the Pasuk of Yom Shlishi, meaning that it's after the 3 days of Prisha. It doesn't mean it was given on the third day, it was after 3 days of Prisha. Meaning, L'Yom Shlishoi, B'Yom Tlisoi, B'Yachat Lisoi, after 3 days of Prisha, on the Yachat Lisoi. The same way we explained according to Rabbi Yossi earlier, the Gemara, Vayhi b'yom ha'shlishi. Vayhi b'yom ha'shlishi means after 3 days of Prisha. That's Pshat in b'yom ha'shlishi. Zogt Gemara weiter, steht in Posuk b'matan Torah v'yis yatzvu b'tachtis ha'or. It says they stood at the foot of the mountain. Omer b'avdim b'achom b'achoso. Melamed, the fact that it says b'tachtis ha'or. Melamed shekof ha'kodesh b'oruch ha'aleim is ha'ar k'gigiz. The Abish that turned over the mountain like a gigiz, like a barrel. And for Omer Lemon, he told them, if you accept the Torah, it's good. Vimlav, Shomtek Furaschem, you'll be buried over there. Zogdimor Omer Abachaba Yankov Mikan, Moido Rabbeloi Raiso. From here, there's a Moido. There's so to speak, a mysterious Moido that Klai Yisrael can say that if there's ever a time of wine we keep the Torah, it's because we have an answer. We were onus. We were forced to Mikabel the Torah. Even though that at the time of Kabbalah Sater there was a Medor, Hoda Kiblu b'me'achashverosh, there was another Kabbalah, and that was Berotzen in the time of Achashverosh. Dichsev, it says, Kimu v'kibla Yehudim, Kimu mashekiblu kvar. They were Mekabel, they were Mekayim, that which they were originally Mekabel b'shas man Torah, which was b'kfiya, now they were Mekayim et Berotzen, so Mele, the original Medor Rabbe L'Raisa, falls off. Toises Bavorn's right away on the top. Kofalim Haki Gigis. V'Av Bishkvai K'dimu Nasal Nishma. What do you mean? They're ready Mekabel. They said Nasal Nishma. So what do you mean they needed to have a Kfiyah? Why did they have to be forced? They said Nasal before Nishma. So Toises, Shema Yu Choizrin K'shiru Eish Agdoilo. Maybe they will retract from their Kabbalah when they see the great fire Sheyotza Nishmoson. From that, the Neshama actually left them. So there would have been a Chazara if not for the Kofalim Haki Gigis. Zaktesis, behold, the Oman fair coming to Messiah of Rizora, Klum Kofis Aleno Haki Gigis, the Mashma de Maikoif Aleim, Lohilem Chuva, is Mashma de Umazoilem are saying, you should have been Koif on us. If you would have been Koif on us, then then we can have a Maidah. That means then we would have been Mekayim the Torah. So we see Kfiyah is not a Maidah, because the Umas Olam Gufa is saying, we didn't have the opportunity that you would koif on us, Hakagigis. Zakhtay says, V'hacha Omad the Maidah Gabalai Gaisa. So it's a stira. If you tell me Umas Olam are tining, that if you would have been koifa, then that would have been a reason that we also would have kept the Torah, and they wouldn't have had a tshuva. We were forced. So how can over here the Kfiyah Gufa be Maidah for Kali Yisrael? So the difference is, Hainu al-Mashaloi kibluho, meaning, on the fact that they weren't mekabalit, that Avadah the Umas HaOlam are saying, you should have forced us, we would have been mekabalit. Al-Mashaloi kimu, ikachuva. On the fact that Klal Yisrael did not keep it and fulfill the Torah, and be mekayim it, on that they have a tshuva because they were forced. So it's not a stira. Maidah, the Rabbi, the Raisid is, on the Etzem Kiyum, on the Kabbalah, the Umas HaOlam is saying, you should have forced us, so mainly we would have been a Kabbal. There are numerous other terutzim on the Kofa Lemahaki Gigis. Toys says, Akasha, the Choy, they were Makdim Nasa Lenishma. So why did they need it? Toys says, they would have been Choyza. The Medrash Tanchuma says, the famous Tanchuma that says, that the difference is, they were Makabal, Nasa Lenishma, and Toys Shabiksav. But in Toys Shabal Peh, they did not want to be Makabal. That had to be forced. Shukosha Kigidin, because it needs Amelis and Yegia and all the Haravani that's necessary. So in that, they needed a Kfiyah to Mekabal the Torah Shabbal Peh. The Maral explains that they needed the Kfiyah to show that the world, it only runs and exists because of Kabbalah Satera. Imlav ani achsel atoy vavoyu, to show the hechreches, the need of Kabbalah Satera, or else the world can't exist. The world will cease to exist. It'll be back to Torah Vavoyu to show the importance and the necessity of Torah, because without that, there is no world. And that was the purpose of the Kofa. The Kofa was to show that if not, it's Torah Vavoyu, it goes hand in hand together. Tosfos zogt weiter, the Maidah Rabbeloi Reisa, Moshe Rabbeinu was Koris Bris. We see there was a Bris that took place. There was Hagrizim, there was the Klolos, there was the Brochas, there was Mekabel Kol HaTorah B'Hagrizim B'Evel. So what do you mean that it's a Maidah Rabbah? Maidah Rabbah because of the Kfiyah, there was a Kabbalah afterwards. So Tosfos says, that was all Al Pi Adibur, V'Rei Kabal Kochum. That's Vaita Bal Kochum. Mashehen Kibim Me'ach HaShvegosh, it was Kibim Midaitom. Me'ava Sanes, because of the Ava that the Abishah showed them and the love that they had to the Abishah because of the Nes that took place. So that was a Kabbalah Midaitom. And then with Sakin Kriyas and Megillah, that's all a Raya, that it's all Midaitom and Egan and Kabbalah. And then Toi says that Yeshua made a bris, Lavid is Hashem, that's not a Kabbalah, that's only Shalei Lavid Avodah Zorah. But not Lagabi the Etzim Kabbalah Satera. So the question that's asked by all the Mefarshim, by many Mefarshim, is that why did they have to go into Golos? They went into Golos in Bayis Rishon. After all, Achashverosh took place afterwards. If there was no Kabbalah Berotzen yet, so then why would they go into Golos because of that? Why would they be punished? So others want to say, the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, that the Vart is they were Nigla because of Torah Shebiksav, and that they tackled Mekabal Berotzen. Others want to say, the Ramban State Behedya, and the Ran, that in Eretz Yisrael, it was given to them b'tnai that they keep the Torah. And like it says, Shom Teik Furaschem, Shom in Eretz Yisrael. And if you're not going to keep the Torah, then you have to go into Golos, because the Kabbalah's Torah is mitli toli in Eretz Yisrael. So Mamela, once they were Goyla, so then Taka, there was a Mesiris Maidah, that Taka don't have to Mekayim the Torah now. In Eretz Yisrael, they had to Mekayim it. The Maidah Rabbah Lerais is only out of Eretz Yisrael. Meaning out of Eretz Yisrael, Tulz Manach HaShveirosh, there's a Maidah Rabbah Loraisa. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Schuskim in Eretz Yisrael, irrelevant if it's Brotzer or not. Kabbalah Satera and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is totally Zabizeh. So Mela, they had to be Goyla once they weren't Mekayim the Torah.
Zog du mal weiter, Omar Chizki, Maidich Siv, steht in Posuk, Mishomai Mishmato Din Eretz Yoro Vishokto. Im Yoro Lo Mishokto. The Ebeshu was Mishomai Mishmia the Din. So Eretz Yireyo, Yoga v'shokto. It was fearful and it was quiet. Im yoga, so why shokto? Vim shokto, lo mi yoga. Meaning yoga, the Eretz was fearful. Shokto means it was put at ease. It was pacified. If yoga, so why is it shokto? Why is it shokto? It should be very trembling. Vim shokto, and if it put at ease and it was pacified, so lo mi yoga. Why was it originally fearful? Zokti gemara elo, the pshat as follows. Bitchilo, before Matan Torah, before Kali Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, Yoga,
the earth was scared because the earth will be turned back to Toiv Avayu. V'lebesoif, after Makabal the Torah, so shokta. Like the Gemara explains, V'loma Yerah, why was it scared? K'dere Shlokish, Domre Shlokish, Maidik Siv, Vayi Ere Vayi Voike Yoyim Hashishi. L'chayrit is the extra Hashishi, the extra Hey. Hey Yisegah. Lomali, what's the extra Hey telling me? Melamed Shizlak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imai Sebreishis. The Hebrews made a T'nai with the creation of the world of Amalem. You only created on the condition. Conditional. Im Yisrael Mekabalim Teirah, if Klai Yisrael Mekabal the Teirah, then what? Atem is kaimin. Then they'll be keem to the world. Vim lav. And if the Kali Yisrael is not going to be kabbal the Torah, if they're not going to say Nasev and Ishma, ani machze eschem le toyu vavoyu. So that's pshat in yoim hashishi, meaning yoim hashishi, the vav sivan, the shishi besivan, which is tolui in my sabreshis. So that is going to be this man that the Kali Yisrael is either going to accept the Torah and the world will have a kiyam, or if they're not going to say Nasev Nishma, it will go back to Toiv Avoyu. So it was Yoga, Vilubisev Shokto. It was fearful, trembled, and then it was put at ease, it was appeased, because Kal Yisrael was Mekabel, and he said Nasev Nishma. So L'chayru Yoyim HaShishi has a Mashmois like the Rabbonon, that it was involved Sivan. So what's Rabbi Yossi going to answer that it was B'Zayin Sivan? So the pshat is, it's the Yoyim HaShishi, meaning it doesn't mean Vav Sivan. It's the sixth day, because Aleph Sivan is not Min HaMinyan, because nothing happened. Mishum Chulshes HaDerech, Mishum Toyach HaDerech, like the Gemara said before. That Yom Rishon, there was nothing commanded. There was no Hagbola. There was no Atem Tiyum HaMlechaz Am Kriyanim Begay Kodesh. It was Chulshes HaDerech. So Mele, that's not Min HaMinyan. So Mele, it's Taka, the sixth day of different things that were told to them. All they say, because Be'etzim was really nosim b'yom shishi, even according to Rabbi Yossi, just Moshe Rabbeinu hoise b'yom echa midaita, like the Gemara said before. So Me'mela, Taisa thing, but it's already said so. So Me'mela, that's a pshat, why it's, even according to Rabbi Yossi, it's yom hashishi. The Noidi Buda has a different pshat of Pidrush. He says, hashishi is the hey, is the chamish chim shetayra, it's totally in shishi, it's totally in the sheshim e'breishis. The sheshim e'breishis, not that vav seven. The sheshim e'breishis are mitli totally in the hey of the Chamisha Chum Shetera. Will they be Mekabal it, or will they not be Mekabal? Now the Mashmoyis of the Gemara is that they were Shokta as soon as they were Mekabal the Torah, Nasev and Ishma. So it's Mashma that the Etzim Kabbalah disakim to the world, even if they're not going to be Mekayim it. They're Mekabal it, but who said they'll be Mekayim it? So others say that no, that the Kiyuma Oilam is not just totally in the Kabbalah Satara, it's totally in the Kiyuma Oilam. B'chaim V'lozhin in Nefesh HaChaim Sha'ad Dalad, Behedya, like he learns up the Pasuk, Im Loi Brisi Yoimim V'lai L'chukah Shemaim V'och Loi Samti, that the Torah, the Kiyum of the Torah is Gufa making the world run, and the world would cease to exist if there's no Torah learned for a second. That was the whole vort in the Mishmaris that they had in Velozhin. 24 hours of learning. So not just the Kabbalah Satara was totally in Torah V'vayu, even the Kiyum HaTorah, that's some learning, and being Mekayim HaTorah is also totally in the Kiyum HaOlam. Now the reason why the world would become bottle is Pashat, the whole Metzias of Maisa Breishis, the Tachlis of the Bria was in order to Breishis, which will Torah Shenikra Reishis, to learn the Torah, to Makkah the Ebeshah through the Torah. And if there's not going to be a Kiyum of the Torah, then there's no Tachlis of the whole creation. So Mele, it's Chayza L'Torah V'Voyu. Zogt der Gemara weiter, Dorish Reb Simoi, Bishosh Yigdim Yisrael Nasa Le Nishma, when Klal Yisrael was Makdim Nasa before Nishma, Bo Shishim Riboy, Shal Malachi HaShores, 600,000 Malachi HaShores came, Ulchol Echad Vechad Mi Yisrael, Kosher Lo Shnei Ksorim, they were kosher, they tied to Ksorim, Echad Kenegad Nasa, Echad Kenegad Nishma, 600,000 Malachi HaShores came, Shishim Riboy, they 60 10,000s, means 600,000 came, and they each one tied two ksorim to every yid. Ech kenegenase, shishim riboy, ech kenegenase, ech kenegen nishma. Kevon, chemet shechot Yisrael, once the eagle took place and they sinned, yodu meve eskim riboy malachi achabola. So 1.2 million malachi achabola came down, upirkum, and removed those crowns. Shenemai, vayisnatzlu bnei Yisrael, es edyom mehachoyrev. They were removed, the edyom, meaning this jewelry, these crowns, from HaChorev that was given to them on HaChorev and HaSinai. It was removed after the Chet Egel, it says, Vayisnatzlu.
Tosef Bavarns, in Dibur Maschil Yardu, Va'afakav t'gdoyle midat tov v'mir puronios. If midat tov is always gdoyle, so why was it Shishim Riboy Malachei Malachim that brought, put on the Ksorim and 1.2 million that removed it? So lechare it should be midat Torah should be meruba. It should be more malachim to place it, not more to remove. So Taisa is fakert. Hachanami gedoli. It's taka greater. Shemalach toiv ayekoisher shneksorim. A midat Torah is meruba because malach toiv was able to be kosher nase and nishma tuksorim. Mashenka malach chavola loy bekoyach kiim lahase echod. The malach chavola have a weaker koyach. They can only remove one. They can't remove two. So the koyach of the chavola is less. So it's taka midat Torah and taka meruba.
They received those crowns, those ksarim in Chayrev, in Har Sinai. Uve Chayrev parku, and it was also removed from them on Har Sinai. And that's pshat, v'aisnatu b'nei Yisrael's edyom meha Chayrev. Zoknum ha'o b'chayrev to'anu, k'dam oran, like we said, v'aisnatzlu, meaning they received the edyom meha Chayrev. Uve Chayrev parku, d'chsi v'aisnatzu b'nei Yisrael. So, meaning that the side of crowns were placed on them in Hachayrif, and side they were removed on Hachayrif. Zog the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and all these crowns, v'kulon zocha Moshe ben Notlon, Moshe ben took them, received them, v'chsomech leim, because it's written after the Pasuk of Vaisnatzlu, it says, u'moshe yikach es ha'oil, meaning he took the oil, he was zoicha to take these ksorim that brought about Ziv Hashchino, and from there, Zog Tosis, was koran orponov.
Zog the Gemara, Omer Shlokish, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lachzir Lanu. The Eibishol will eventually, Osir Lovi, return us these ksorim. Shenemar, Shteta Poskin Yishaya. Uvduye Hashem Yeshuvun, Uvo Utsiyam Merino, Vesimchas Oilom Al Roisham. They'll have the Simchas Oilom Al Roisham. Simcha Shema Oilom. The Simcha they had in the past, Al Roisham, will be back on their heads, the crowns will be returned that we had on our heads at the time of Matan Torah.
Zog de Gemara v'Amar Rabbi Elazar b'Shoshi Kedim Yisrael Nas l'Nishma. When Klal Yisrael was makdim Nas before Nishma, Yotza Baskol v'Amro lehen, Migila lebonai roze, who revealed to my children this secret? Shemalach Yashoros mishtamshim boy, the Malachim Yashoros are mishtamish with the secret of Nase, of doing Oysed Vogoy, doing the Eibish's will, without even understanding the etzem meiser, they do the kim of the Eibishter, whatever the tzibi is, who is megala disroz, that the malach ha-shoz ha-mishtamish, they mak them nasan ha-nishma, dichse bochu es Hashem, malach of gibar yekoyach, oise dvoroi, lishmoy bekol dvoroi, bereisha oise, first they do, vohoda lishmoyam.
I once heard from Mori Rabbi Chevin Rosh Shiva, going to Simchas Yisrael Broide Zatzal. He said, what's the greatest side? What's the top secret? What's the big secret? So they said Nasi before Nishma. So he said, the Yisoid HaDover is, because the secret is that a person can only comprehend after he does. Mitoich HaMaisa, a person can understand. This world is called Olam HaAsiya. It all depends on what you do. A person can understand and comprehend, but if you don't do something about it, you have nothing from it. Avraham Avinu had to go through the Asar Nisyonis, Dr. Ramban, Lohovi min ha-koyach al-apoyol. The fact that he was Makir Boiloi when he was 3 years old wasn't enough. He had to do something about it. It's Olam Asiya. Lohovi min ha-koyach al-apoyol. That was the Asar Nisyonis, to do the Maisa. So that was the Yisoid over here. The Malach HaSar Shem Mishtamas with this Yisoid. And that's Kol Yisoid was Makdim Nase L'Nishma. First we're going to do, and after we do, from there we'll comprehend. From there we'll understand. And he said it's a Ferish Apostolic. That we find, it says that Vasisam Oisam Lamantaskilu. After you do, then you'll comprehend. When you do, then you'll understand. And that was the Makdim Nase Lenishma. Bitoicha Asiya, there will be an understanding through the Asiya Gufa.
Zogdigamor, Omer Abchome, Barab Hanina Madich Siv. Ketapuach Batsi Ayar, State Apostkin Shir Shirim. That Klal Yisrael is compared to a tapuach, like an apple, batzi ayar. Lo menim she Yisrael le tapuach. Why is Klal Yisrael compared to an apple? Lo imelcha ma tapuach ze, just like the apple. Pil yoy koydem la olav. The fruit grows before the leaves. So memel af Yisrael ikdimu nase le nishma. They were makdim the nase. The asiya is the fruits before the nishma. Before the nishma. So we are also they were makdim the nase before the nishma. Tosfos Rabbi Aviva warns that we see clearly not like that. An apple tree is not so. It grows like all other trees. There's no difference.
Zok Toises tapuach hainu esrek. V'reach hapecho ketapuchim. Metagmenin kerecha desroigo. And esrek is taka peri koidem lo olov. Shedob ilim yishon l'shona. Makes a cheshbon why it's taka there before the olin.
Zogt die Gemara, haut Stuki. There was a Meise with it Stuki. The Chazi le Rabbi saw Rabbi to come ein bishmeitzer. He was hurrying and learning. Be Yosvet Boise. It's Bato Dide to Sikare. And his fingers were placed under his feet. And because he was Isaac and learning, he didn't realize that he was squeezing his fingers with his feet. And his fingers were bleeding. And he didn't realize. Omalei, so that Stuki told Ravanan, I'm a pziza. You're a hasty nation. You're makdim your mouth before your ears. That means you said nase, you'll do before nishma. So akati b'chazu saichu kaimisu. You're still holding in your same pzizas, in your same hastiness, in your same hurriedness. You said nase before nishma. Again, you're too hurried. You don't realize that when you're learning, you're bleeding from your fingers. What you should have done is, the Tzduki said, the Min said, Bereshi ba'iluchu lemishma. First, you listen what's written in the Torah. Imetzisu kablisu. If you can keep it, be mekablet. Viloy le kablisu. So what were you? Makdim nasa nishma. The same thing is still haunting you. Omalei, Sarova answered, Anon, dafechesam et beis. The saginon bishleimusa. We go bishleimusa. We go b'toim leiv zogdrashi. We go b'tmimus. So k'siv bon, it says about us, tumas yishorim tancheim. Meaning we're zoicha that our tumas is tancheim. We get the ultimate toiv at the end. But enkein hanach inche de sagin ba'liusa. But you people, that you go in krumkeit. So k'sivu, it says about you, v'selef boigdim yishodeim. Meaning you're krumkeit, so melet yishodeim. So the opposite, we're going with our tmimas. That's how we mekabel nasa v'nishma, and we remain with that the same way. The famous drosha of the Beis Halevi, where the Beis Halevi says that was gufa the kabbalah of nasa v'nishma. The kabbalah was an avdus. We became avdei Hashem. An eved is meshubet to the odin, irrelevant if he comprehends or not. Of course, you have to comprehend. At the end of the day, we understand the Torah. But the kabbalah satorah was gufa nasa koinu nishma, because we're like an eved. An empty eved is meshabed himself. He's mutal. He's mechuyev to accept whatever the odin tells him. It's irrelevant. He's not a ben chayrin that can first let me hear, let me comprehend, let me understand, and let me decide if I want to do or not. No. The goof of the shibud and matan Torah was like an avdi Hashem. So mele avdis, that's to goof of why we're makdim nasa the nishma, and that's not the pesuzaychu. That's goof of the hagdara of the kabbalah goofa. It's like avdi Hashem. So it was dafkin as our oifen of being makdim nasa the nishma. We'll stop over here. The top of Peches Amid Beis by the two dots.